And now our first feature. In April, there'll be a dinner held to celebrate the 195th anniversary of the founding of Brackendale School, founded by a schoolmaster who gave his pupils opportunities that they might otherwise have missed. It is written by Derek James, and our reader is Peter Dennington.
It was 195 years ago when Mr. D.B. Hickey announced he was devoting his talents to the education of a limited number of young gentlemen in Norwich between the ages of 8 and 16. Subjects would include English, Greek and Latin, with French, Italian, modern Greek and Turkish, if required. He described his school as a house standing on Brackendale Hill, the most beautiful and healthy situation in the environs of Norwich. Eventually, Mr. Hickey would be joined by Dr. Francis Darkins Wheeler, who brought these boys from Paragon House School off Earlham Road in the city up the hill, and together they formed Brackendale School, which became a highly regarded school until it closed more than 20 years ago. Now ex-pupils and their families are gathering for a luncheon in April, and the hunt is on for former peppermint boys, so-called because of their black and white caps, to join them. "We would love to see as many of the old boys as possible," said one of the organisers, 1960s pupil Steve Buckle, who works hard to keep the memory of the school alive. Dr. Wheeler took over as headmaster of Brackendale in 1902. One of his pupils was the brilliant writer Ralph Mottram, who described this son of a Baptist minister as an outstanding schoolmaster, who gave his pupils opportunities that they might otherwise have missed. He wrote about how the doctor would take his boys on short holidays to the Broads. They travelled to Wroxham by train and then went by cart to Sutton Broad, where his boat, the Ant, was moored. There they were introduced to the delights of sailing the Norfolk Broads. Ralph said of the doctor, "I can see his figure in his sport suit, tweed jacket, knickers and stockings, trotting deliberately for exercise down St. Giles and Burr Street on some errand connected with his school, his head bent in intense preoccupation, inclining to mutter in his beard, or, when pressed for time, he would bring out his old penny farthing, solid wheels and extremely dangerous." When Dr. Wheeler retired in 1911, he called his Helsden home Brackendale Cottage. But there were dark days ahead. 44 young men from the school gave their lives during the First World War. The oldest and the first to die was Captain Charles Norman Wheeler, the son of the former headmaster. He was killed aged 33 in January of 1915 at Ypres, on his first day in the trenches, as he valiantly tried to rescue a comrade. One of the youngest to die was Flight Lieutenant Meyer Joseph Levine, just 18 when he died in training in May 18, in what may have been the first mid-air collision for the newly formed RAF. He was one of four Royal Flying Corps recruits from the school. Many of the young men served in the newly formed service battalions of the Norfolk Regiment, mainly the 8th Battalion, which was formed in September 1914 and joined the Western Front in July 1915. To put these losses in context, 148 men were lost from the ward of St. Mark's Lakenham, where the school was. The story of the Brackendale Boys is told in the book The Peppermint Boys in the Great War by Ed Bulpet and Rosemary Duff, which is published by the Brackendale Residents Association and is on sale at Jarrold's. One former Brackendalian, described as a right little tinker, grew up to become a world-class cricketer. His name was Bill Edridge. Other members of the famous Norfolk cricket family also went to the school. The aims and objectives of Brackendale were to produce happy and decent young gentlemen who do their best and have consideration for the welfare and feelings of others. Norfolk writer Eric Fowler, president of the Brackendale School Old Boys Union, described it in 1963 as a school of manners and character.